baby boomers were considered the ones who said, hey, let's solve the problem. Then Gen X was, hey, we've got problems. Then the millennials came along and said, hey, look at all the problems. And now we have Gen Z who basically says, hey, you're the problem. Well, that's kind of where we're going today, but more importantly, how we got there. Hang on, that's where we're headed. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman, the David Alliance. Hey, you can reach out to me at tda.giantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Also, we're brought to you by MingleMadeMerry.com, podcast, YouTube, and website for the perfect marriage material and swag. Whether you're dating, mating, or married, got some great stuff for you. Make sure you check out their podcast on YouTube, Podbean, iTunes, and the like. So, real quick to my listeners who are very consistent, I am seriously thinking of switching up my podcast into one 30 to 40 minute audio and video podcast, and then I would take that podcast and break it down into five sections for the radio play and the different radio stations that play it. But it's getting to me like I'm trying to stuff too much information into one short little 7.5 minute podcast. But I'd love to hear what you think. What do you think about it? I know people love the short little bite-sized pieces every day, and you'd still get those, but would be an ongoing theme throughout the week, so you wouldn't get everything all at once. But let me hear from you. I'd love to know what you think. But let's jump into it today. Luke chapter 6, verse 43. Got a couple verses. Pretty good stuff. I hope I challenge you with your new insight. Jesus says, for a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good fruit, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I guess this comes down to the question of, what are you producing? I've produced two boys. I've produced a few ministries. I've produced, I don't know, 1,300 podcasts and counting. We are producers in a sense. Everything we do in some way, shape, or form is creating something. But it's interesting there in verse 43, it says that the bad tree does not produce good fruit. It only produces bad fruit. The word there, bad, sapron in the Greek, it doesn't mean this evil, wicked, gonna try to ruin everybody and make bad choices and I'm nasty. And it means literally just worn out and rotted. A bad tree produces fruit that's worn out and rotted. It's of no value. It's pointless. Are you producing things in your life that are pointless? Look, you might have a fruitful business, but it might be pointless. You might have a great body, but it might be pointless because there's no good that comes from it. But then when you look at verse 45, it says, bad fruit comes from the evil treasure in your heart. The word there, evil, it's such a tricky word. Again, it means in the Greek, slothful, causing degenerative breakdown. It rots so it's to become evil. So it's like this. You're working on your body. You got a six-pack, got some pretty nice guns. You got a business, successful, some money in the bank, and you might even have a good wife and a couple kids. But all that fruit, the roots are actually in your ego. They're in greed. They're in selfishness, or maybe even insecurity. And really what it's doing is it's slothful. It's rotten. It's wearing out. Why? Because it's not producing spiritual fruit. And what's the result? Verse 46 says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say to do? You might be fruitful in the things you want to do, but you're not doing the things that I want you to do. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently against the house, it could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. What is the rock again? Going back to 47, it is God's word in action. Listens to his word and does his word. But verse 49, he who heard and did nothing, again, evil, slothful, is like the man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. Sloth built this house, and it breaks down. There's no good fruit here. There's no deep root. On the outside, it might look good, but it has no bearing and it has no backing behind it with God's word in action. And the ruin of that house was great. What does that mean? That last tagline to that verse. It doesn't just say, and the house was ruined. It doesn't say, and the house fell. It literally says, and the ruin of that house was great. It had an impact, a lasting, ongoing impact. Okay, listen, let me put some wheels on this. I am dumbfounded, amazed, hurt, shocked, overwhelmed, angry, pissed off at how many girls and women in the world today right now will sleep around with anybody, anywhere, anytime. The body count is unacceptable because it's acceptable. It's the thing to do. It's the right thing. It's the normal thing. Even if you're a Christian, it is seen as what you can get away with. I mean, it's normalized. And why? Here's why. Because Dad didn't build the house upon God's word. And now the whole family is breaking down. Verse 49, and the ruin of that house was great. Dad, wake up. It doesn't just ruin your life. It ruins the whole family's life. Because you didn't build a house based on doing God's word. How many boys today are lost? No real vision for life, no real direction, no real drive, no real spiritual interest. They suffer with a lack of knowledge and know-how to run a relationship, a business, their checkbook, their habits, their choices, because Dad did not build the house. Dad did not put the word of God into action. I got a question for you. Are you a bad bush? Yeah, verse 44. Did your kids grow up wanting to eat the richness of grapes only to find briars? Man, it's time to wake up. There was no secret formula. Just read God's word and do it. Find a mentor who will help you, or you will continue to watch your whole world and your family wash away in the coming storms. Too many kids out there right now are eating thorns because Dad didn't do his job. Garth Heckman, David Lyons, keep slaying giants.